So, as the end of that slideshow, if it's all right, I'd just like to focus our thoughts as we come to the prayer time. So, if you can open your Bibles, please, at Matthew 21 and verses 18 to 22. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." Immediately the fig tree withered away. When the disciples saw it, they marvelled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." Now, as you read this section, I wonder what your first thoughts are towards the words of Jesus. I imagine many of you, if you're anything like me, may have glossed over this in times gone by, or even more recently as a little fanciful and unrealistic. Why would we want to remove a mountain and cast it into the sea? If I can just say that this picture can sometimes confuse and perplex people. And I don't want to focus on all the detail of the fig tree and its meaning and all the other things. I want to focus on really one very simple, or a couple of very simple points, which will hopefully give us some focus for our prayer this evening. The first thing is this: faith and doubt are opposed to each other. In James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, James says this: "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." So, when we talk about faith, the biblical word faith is actually interchangeable. Faith, trust, belief. And so when we think about faith and not doubting, we also have to understand what it means to trust and not doubt. To believe what someone says and not doubt. So the question that I then come to is, what is your faith or trust in? So in verse 22, if it's in yourself, no wonder we doubt the answer from God. If God answering us depends on us, no wonder we doubt. If your trust is in God, then he created the world with the power of his word. Parted the Red Sea, healed the sick, the blind could see, the lame could walk, he raised the dead. He conquered sin and death. So if you consider prayer to be a request to him, why would you doubt? You can also understand more fully the illustration that Jesus uses. He can move a mountain and cast it into the sea. He does wither a fig tree. And so, when we look at this, we need to remember why we don't doubt. Prayer is a request to Almighty God for him to do his will for us. So what does God desire to do? These are very simple things that I'm going to point out now. God's desire and will is to build his church, to save lost sinners, to comfort his children in times of trial, to strengthen us to do the work that he has given us that we have in hand. He looks to order things in our lives to enable the gospel to go forth. And ultimately, he desires to glorify his own name. So this is why we should pray without doubting. He is the one who is powerful and mighty, and he is the one who has told us to pray without doubting. So, just to very straightforwardly and very simply ask the question, is this a form, or am I advocating for the health and wealth gospel? And that's not what I'm talking about. The points that we've considered are all points that we find in God's word that he desires to do through his people. Does he desire that you will be well all the days of your life? No. Does he desire that you will be wealthy? No. We are ambassadors of Christ, and we have an inheritance that's been guaranteed, that's waiting for us in the world to come. And I think it's good and right to know who it is that we pray to, know what he desires to do, but also remember and consider alongside these prayers that we pray, that we do as Jesus did. And we remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." We seek to do all things and pray without doubting because of who we do pray to, so that his praise and glory will be manifest and done in us and all that we seek to do for him. Shall we just pray briefly? Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we know that we pray to the Almighty God, the one true and living God, and you have opened the way to heaven. Who else but God alone could do that? And so all other things in relation to that are quite simple. So we pray, Lord, that we would not doubt. We ask that we would remember who we address, and we would remember that we have been made your children by your choosing, by your desire, and we thank you that we can come as your children and bring petitions that we desire you would do for the glory and praise of your name. And so we ask that that would be so this very night, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.